Hello, my name is Maxwell Haddad, and you're listening to Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. I'm going to need to take this hit, and then I'm going to get into it. It's 8:16 p.m., Wednesday, January 19, 2022. I'm on Cape Cod. Where are you at? Well, wherever you are, smoke if you got them. I just got a brand new baby blue Bic lighter. Chin chin. I'm breaking it in. And I'm smoking on some lights out. From Affinity, as I usually do. So I've had kind of a weird, crazy day, as usual. I literally have not eaten anything all day. I've drank coffee and other liquids. I don't think I even drank water. Oh, I drank water this morning, I think. I haven't eaten anything, so I am out of it. This is going to be a short segment, and then what I'll probably do tomorrow is record more for this episode and then publish, and then record more for the next episode, or just save the next episode for the next night. I don't know what I'm going to do, but luckily I had that Bronx Trilogy episode up and ready. That was a lifesaver, because tonight's been crazy. I had to go to the bank. I have some minor money issues this week. Again, nothing new. And also, I was out late. I was out at 7 because it's Wednesday. And, it was really busy today. Nobody was in. And at work, I mean. And, it's just been crazy. Now I'm starving. I'm smoking on some weed, and I'm talking to you fine people. After this, I'll probably go use the bathroom and then eat a lot of food. And maybe jerk off at some point. I don't know when. I like to jerk off before I eat. Not to get gross. But, yeah, it's going to have to happen pretty quickly. Because I'm dying over here. I'm starving. So what am I talking about today? Well, last night I watched a movie called Dark August. Which was recommended to me by Elric Kane on the newest episode of the Pure Cinema podcast, which is called More Film Discoveries, I think. Let me just check. Came out earlier this month, right at the beginning of the month, I think, and they haven't released an episode since. But on this episode, they went into more, you guessed it. Yeah, January 5th, okay. More film discoveries. They had talked about film discoveries of 2021 with Quentin Tarantino and Roger Avery. And on this episode, they went into some more, and one of them was Dark August, which I was lucky enough to find on the Arrow streaming app. I know I sound totally out of it, even more so than usual, and that's because I'm starving to death. Alright, let me see if I can find it. So, yeah, I put that on, checked it out. It was, like, surprisingly good. Like, it was, like, I mean, not a great movie, not even a good movie necessarily, but for what it was good. It was, like, the next level for, like, that kind of movie. And even, like, the acting, like, the main guy, he was, like, pretty good. Like, for that, again, for that kind of movie, that kind of actor, that kind of character, it was, like, elevated. And the movie actually did creep me out a little bit. Like, it was a little creepy and, like, even a little scary at some points. So let me see if I can open it without the episode being paused. Okay, it did pause the episode, but I'm back. I'm Max Cherry, and this is Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. I literally fasted today, I'm realizing. I haven't eaten anything all day. It's crazy. It's a crazy feeling. I'm drinking on some Polar Lime Seltzer, and yeah, I do feel, like, cleared out. I feel a sense of clarity. And I do feel that I'm thinking more clearly in some ways, but I'd rather just eat some food. Okay, here's the description of Dark August from the Arrow streaming app. Dark August, 1 hour, 26 minutes. horror thriller, 1976, United States, directed by Martin Goldman, who I think wrote it, maybe? I don't think it was based on a book or anything. Quote, witchcraft and psychic phenomena abound in this criminally neglected slow burn chiller from director Martin Goldman, starring Academy Award winner Kim Hunter, A Streetcar Named Desire. J.J. Barrie plays Sal. I think J.J. Barrie was who I was thinking of. I'm not sure though. Might have been him. Plays Sal, an out-of-towner relocated to a small rural community where he finds himself at the mercy of dark forces after inadvertently killing a young girl in a car accident. Pursued at every turn by the girl's grandfather and a menacing, shrouded figure, Sal soon becomes convinced that the old man has placed a hex on him and seeks out the assistance of a local psychic medium, Kim Hunter. Filmed entirely on on location in Vermont. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Which cinematographer Richard E. Brooks captures in all its rustic autumnal beauty. Dark August, originally entitled The Hant, Hant, I don't know what that is a quiet, insidious horror picture, perfect for those who like their chills to creep up on them. That's true, I did find that. Cast Kim Hunter as Adriana Putnam. J.J. Barrie as Sal DeVito. Caroline Barry as Jackie. Crew, Martin Goldman, writer, Martin Goldman, I mean, Martin Goldman, director, Martin Goldman, writer. Yeah, so I was right. He did write it. Okay. So, what I will say is, it's called Karma. No, I didn't really remember this plot, actually, and that the old guy, I think, is who creeped me out. The menacing, shrouded figure. I don't even remember Kim Hunter, really. Anyway, check it out. It's on Arrow. Yeah, I definitely need to eat some food, so I'm gonna smoke a little bit more, and then I'm gonna go eat a bunch of food, and I'll be back on here to talk to you some more, either tonight or tomorrow night. I guess it's more likely that it'll be tomorrow night, only because I think I'm kind of done for the day. And I do have to be up earlier for work tomorrow. I have to be in at 10. I'm out at 6. And then I'll be chilling, smoking some weed, recording some podcasts for your ears. Thank you for listening. I'll be back. Peace. Okay, so there is something I wanted to add. Well, not really. I just wanted to keep talking, kind of. I like recording myself in this state. It's funny to hear myself trying to form sentences when I'm this out of it. So, anyway, I didn't really take any notes today. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything to add other than Licorice Pizza will be seen soon on a big screen, hopefully. I just haven't been able to go because of this money issue. But as of Friday, hopefully I'll be able to go. I'm not sure yet. Hopefully it'll still be playing. I do need to bring my car in for an oil change, so I might have to wait till the week after, and I don't know if it's even still gonna be playing. So, anyway, this is my life. And then the other issue is, see, I can't remember now because I'm so fucking out of it. Because I'm so fucking hungry. I really didn't even need to come back on here, but I wanted to mention Licorice Pizza. And what the fuck was the other thing? Oh, I can't think of it. All right, I guess that's it. I'll come back on if I think of it. Peace. I thought of it. I remembered it. It's my project, my own project, the one that I'm working on now. I've been wanting to talk about it on here. I've been wanting to get on here and explain what I'm doing, talk about what I'm working on. This is a project that I've been working on for years. It's in a really good place now. And I'm ready to talk about it on here to you fine people. But not yet. You'll have to wait for that. Peace. So I've been listening to Sick by Earl Sweatshirt. It's 8:35 p.m. Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, by the way. And the album is very zen for me. It relaxes me. I've been really into it. I was only listening to it once a night at first, but then just this past weekend, meaning the one that ended yesterday, or yesterday was my Sunday, even though it was Tuesday. I listened to it the whole weekend, okay? And now I've just been listening to it over and over again. I will probably, yeah, I mean, I'll only listen to it once a night, probably. Like, I'll only listen to it once tonight. But yeah, I've heard it a few times now, and it just keeps getting better. I keep hearing new lyrics and discovering new things about the album. So check it out if you haven't heard it yet. Earl Sweatshirt, Sick from Tan Cressida. This is Video Nasties. Peace.